This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome, friends, to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We got lines open for you, 844-236-6010, and we love hearing from you on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you got questions about longevity products, business, health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, our Truth Treatment products, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got videos as well as blog posts and news stories and lots of good free health information and all the longevity products. And the Join the Team Now link that you can click on at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or if you like the health business, if you want to be in the health business, if you want to make a supplemental income, some spare income, or if you want to have a full-time job where you can make your own hours and help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifier, silicone, water, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. All our Truth Skin Health products were developed in my compounding pharmacy. They're all designed to heal wounds and beautify the skin. Wound healing and beautification are the same mechanism. This is something that I learned many years ago, and I formulated Truth Treatment products to leverage and exploit the body's healing and the skin's healing mechanisms. Healing is beauty. Good health means good beauty. Beautiful skin is healthy skin. That's what we say at Truth Treatments. All our Truth Treatment products are available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. And speaking of the skin, we've been talking about skin health now for several months. I've been talking specifically recently about psychodermatology. I don't call it psychodermatology, but that really is what it's about. Psychodermatology is a field, a specialty of medicine that is the merging of two ideas, two concepts, two specialties. That is the specialty of psychology and the specialty of dermatology. Psychology meaning the mind, and psychology is the study of the mind, actually the study of the psyche or the mind, and dermatology, the study of the psyche and the study of dermatology, is really mind-body, this idea of mind-body healing or mind-body medicine, something that's been marginalized by the medical model for many years, although recently we've begun to understand it, thus the advent of the field or the specialty of psychodermatology. The whole idea of the mind being connected to the body is something that Well, when it was first separated, the mind was separated by the body many, many years ago, at the beginning of the Enlightenment, centuries ago, and medicine kind of took the ball and ran with it. They said that there was a physical world, that is the world of matter, and then there's the world of mind, and never the two shall meet. This is our prevailing paradigm. Paradigm is kind of an interesting concept. We've got to talk about paradigms if we're going to talk about the idea of mind-body. It's a really cool book if you're interested in the notion of paradigms or what paradigms are, and then really important if we're going to really take advantage of the miracles that are hidden behind the cells and the physical nature of our biology, as well as the physical nature of reality itself. The book is called The Paradigm Conspiracy, written by Denise Breton, B-R-E-T-O-N, and Christopher Largent, L-A-R-G-E-N-T. I read this book a long time ago, and I still have it as a reference in my library. I turn back to it from time to time. It's a really cool book, subtitled Paradigm Conspiracy, subtitled Why Our Social Systems Violate Human Potential and How We Can Change Them. This is so important because our social systems, our government systems, our health systems, our legal systems, our political systems violate human potential. Human potential is the potential we have, the possibilities we have as human beings. And human potential is enormous. We could do so many things if we could figure out how to leverage and take advantage of our minds. But our social systems violate this possibility because they tell us we're weak. They tell us we're doomed. Doctors will tell you you're condemned if you have a health challenge. There's nothing we could do. You're going to be on this medicine the rest of your life. Your psoriasis is incurable. Your Crohn's disease is incurable. Incurable is really the watchword of modern medicine. Modern medicine believes that chronic disease is incurable. Human potential says everything is curable. The Bright Side radio program is about human potential. Lots of other radio programs, lots of other podcasts are about doom and gloom. I call this program The Bright Side because it's about potential. It's about possibility. If we don't believe in human potential, if we don't believe in human possibility, if we accept the prevailing paradigm, we will limit ourselves. Mark Twain said, "It ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that ain't so." Supposedly Mark Twain said that. Nobody's really sure who said that. But the point is we have these belief systems that we assume are true. Our belief systems, our models, our way of looking at the world is our paradigm. The paradigm, the model, the way we look at the world is a macro vision. Micro vision is the steps we have to take. Nutrition is part of a micro our micro world. Medical interventions, part of our micro world. Supplements, part of our micro world. This is the world we ordinarily live in. This is the world we make our decisions in. The problem with this view is it limits us. The problem with the view that all of life is material is called the hard problem by philosophers. Philosophers are just can't figure out, they call it the hard problem because they can't figure out how does 3 pounds of goo, of fatty substance in the middle of our craniums, in the middle of our skull, produce yellow or red, or produce love or joy, or produce deliciousness of a cherry pie. That's called phenomenology. Phenomenology is phenomena, and nobody can figure out how 3 pounds of goo produces phenomena. This is the mind-body. This is the mind-body dilemma. The mind somehow or another produces the body, and nobody knows how this is done. Yet if the mind produces the body, don't we want to be in the level at the level of the mind if we want to control the body? This is where our power resides, in the macro world, the world of our beliefs, the world of our thoughts, the world of our paradigms. A paradigm is to our reality like water is to a fish. We see the world a certain way. We see the world through a certain lens. We see the world based on a certain paradigm. And then we proceed to operate as if that paradigm is true, completely forgetful or ignoring the fact that we made up the belief. We made up the paradigm. We made up the model. Or even worse, we've accepted a model that has been given to us. The way a fish doesn't see water is how we don't see our paradigms. We don't see our models. The fish doesn't believe that its entire existence and everything it perceives is a result of the water it lives in because it can't see the water. It doesn't even know the water exists. In the same way, we don't even know our models exist. We don't even know our paradigms exist. but we operate as if they're true without even examining them. This is so disempowering, folks. And this is what we need to change. We need to change our model. We need to change our paradigm.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we have lines open at 844-236-6010. If you have questions about skin health or longevity products or tooth treatment products, or if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share,
844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Got videos and news stories. Our moments of truth are up on criticalhealthnews.com. Our moments of truth are also up at our Facebook page, which is The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. Please check it out. We post regularly, have all our videos up there as well. And we love hearing from you. If you have questions and you don't get a chance to talk to me directly or haven't responded to your emails, our Facebook page is a great place to ask questions. And that's The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben, and our moments of truth are up there as well. And also, I will be doing a talk at my lab. We do them every month or so. I think we missed in January, but we'll be doing one at the end of February, February 29th. Saturday, February 29th, 11 a.m., we'll be doing a talk in my lab, 2240 Curtis Street in Denver, Colorado, 80205. Last two talks were resounding successes. We'll talk longevity products. We'll talk longevity business, and I'll be able to answer your questions. And I'm not sure what the theme of the day will be, but it'll be something interesting, probably something about the cell, which is one of my favorite subjects. And also, I'll be doing a talk for my friend Tom Chenault next Saturday, the 15th of February, and this is the year 2020 for you guys listening in the future. February 15th, 2020, Super Saturday for Tom Chenault. We'll get you the address here in the, probably later today or tomorrow. We'll get you the address if you're in the Denver area. Hope to see you there. Super Saturdays are a lot of fun, and they're very educational because longevity is really about education. That's the theme of longevity. It's about teaching. It's about education. It's about information. It's about being better. It's not just about selling products. It's not just about moving. And it is partially about selling products because we got great products. But really, it's about making people better, making representatives better and distributors better and making your customers better. And if you're in the Colorado or Denver area and you want to bring, if you're trying to talk to somebody about longevity, please bring them by. And they can see for themselves what a powerful business model the longevity opportunity is and how informative and educational all the things we talk about are. Not just about health and nutrition, not just about supplements, but about life, about sales, about how to be a better person and how to be a better salesperson. Super Saturdays are just incredibly educational and incredibly entertaining events. I take notes every time I'm there. I always learn something. That'll be this Saturday. February 15th, 2020, and I'll be doing the keynotes. It's not really a keynote, but the main talk at noon. And the address, I'll get you the address here. It's in Longmont, Colorado. I'll get you the address here later on today. And we'll be talking about it all week. And then also our talk at our lab, at the Truth Treatments Lab, 2240 Curtis Street, 80205. And that's February the 29th, 2020, at 11 a.m. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. We're talking about the skin and specifically about psychodermatology. Psychodermatology is the merging of two separate medical specialties, two separate medical fields, psychiatry and dermatology, and it addresses the interaction between skin and mind, that is, between body and mind. Please do not underestimate this very important relationship. The medical model does not address it. The medical model, for the most part, doesn't think about it, although psychodermatology exemplifies or shows that some doctors are aware of this. And in fact, even though psychodermatology has only been popular for maybe the last, 20 or 30 years, we've known about the connection between the mind and the skin since the time of Hippocrates. Hippocrates mentioned the effects of stress on the skin. In his writings, he talked about cases of people who were freaked out and tore out their hair. People who were under emotional duress and had their hair, would tear out their hair or would have their hair fall out. Hippocrates lived in the year 460 B.C., we've known about this mind-body connection, at least in terms of psychodermatology, for 2,000-plus years. Aristotle talked about it. He suggested that the mind and the body were complementary. He didn't talk about psychodermatology, but he talked about the complementary nature of mind and body. In fact, we believed, as a culture, we believed in the complementary nature of mind and body from the time of Aristotle and Hippocrates, that is B.C., until the Enlightenment, until Descartes. I think, therefore, I am. Descartes was the first guy, at least from a philosophical standpoint, to make this distinction, and then the religious institutions ran with it, and then science ran with it. Science was all about getting the mind out of the body. Science was all about getting the mind out of the material world. Of course, we know that's impossible. But science itself is based on the idea that we can separate out mind from matter, and that we can have a purely material science. We can come to purely materialistic conclusions regardless of the mind. And then when quantum came along and they said, oh my gosh, when we think of something, it changes. When we think of the electron, it goes from being a wave to being a particle. This is where the movie this was the theme of the movie What the Bleep Do We Know? That was a big hit, maybe around 2004, 2005, 15 years ago. If you haven't seen it, it's an amazing movie. What the Bleep Do We Know? Demystifies quantum. It takes the quantum world and turns it into a cartoon reality so you can really see it and understand it. The quantum world is really bizarre because we can't come to conclusions independent of consciousness, independent of our mind. All the great quantum physicists understood that the mind is primal to material. The mind is primal to the body. The skin and the nervous system, the skin and the brain, the skin and our consciousness come from the same place in the embryo. This is very important because from that point forward, the skin and the brain, of course, is the physical manifestation of the mind, the skin and the brain are two peas in a pod. The skin is the brain. The skin, it's like a satellite to the brain. It communicates to the brain. It communicates to the brain via the nervous system. There's major connections that run from the skin to the brain. The skin tells the brain what's happening outside the body. The skin is a protective system that responds to what's happening outside the body via the nervous system. The skin is considered to be an active immune organ, and when we're sick, it's this defensive response that's at play. But the key here is to understand that the defensive response can be the result of pathogens and bacteria and breaks or wounds or burns, but it can also be the result of our thoughts. This is what psychodermatology is about. Our thoughts of stress, our thoughts of defense, our thoughts of attack can show up as eczema, can show up as psoriasis, can show up as acne. Our belief systems and our expectations and our conditioning and our programming and ultimately our consciousness will take shape on our skin. This is true about all dis-ease. It's in the word dis-ease. It's in the word disease. Dis-ease means out of ease. And being out of ease can be the end result of real physical or material attacks, or it can be the result of perceived attacks, emotion attacks. And of course, dis-ease out of ease activates a protective response. That protective response is called inflammation. That's the key, inflammation. And inflammation is not just a black eye or a swollen ankle. It could be micro-inflammation. Dis-ease, our thoughts, our fears, our emotional traumas can lead to being out of ease, can lead to protective responses, can lead to inflammatory responses. And those inflammatory responses can be microscopic. It's hard to understand unless you see the architecture of the skin. Unless you can understand the architecture of the skin as number one being layered and number two is being cellular, it's hard to really understand this relationship between microinflammation and eczema, or microinflammation and dry skin, or microinflammation and pretty much any skin problem we have. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Lines open 844-236-6010.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If you're a 2020 presidential candidate, the place to be today is New Hampshire, which holds the first of the nation primary tomorrow. All the Democratic contenders have been there for days. President Trump is heading there later today for a rally in Manchester this evening. In the latest CBS News tracker poll from that state, Pete Buttigieg leads with 29%, Bernie Sanders with 25%. Then come Elizabeth Warren, and in fourth place, former VP Joe Biden, who's downplaying any notions his campaign is losing steam. Biden says many New Hampshire voters haven't made up their minds yet on who they'll vote for, but they all want one thing, to remove Donald Trump from office.
Everybody, including independents, a lot of Republicans think he has to go. Look, we're just getting going. You got to get 1,900 delegates or more. And I feel confident about where we are.
He spoke on CBS's This Morning, and this is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. Got lots of lines. Got all our lines open, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products or longevity business or health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, skin health questions or questions about ingredients or formulations, 844-236-6010 is our number. And if you just want to comment on our conversation today, we'd love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase our two skin health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, and maybe take a look at our various and sundry health products at truthnourishment.com, truthnourishment.com. And also want to remind you to come by the Super Saturday this Saturday. in Longmont, Colorado. I'll be doing a talk at 12 noon Mountain Standard Time, and then February the 29th, that's February 15th, 2020, by the way, and then February 29th, 2020, we'll be doing a talk in my lab at 2240 Curtis Street, Denver, Colorado, 80205. We'll talk longevity, we'll talk skin, we'll talk anything you want to talk about, including answer questions about specific health challenges. And that's Saturday, February 29th, 2020, at my lab, True Treatments Lab, 2240 Curtis Street, Denver, 80205. All right, we'll get your calls if we have calls here in a moment, 844-236-6010 from the Mayo Clinic, Mayo Foundation for Medical Education and Research. Can stress cause hair loss? The short answer is yes. Of course it can. Stress and hair loss can be related. That's because stress and the hormone that's associated with stress, cortisol, is involved with changing the way blood circulates. It takes circulation, takes blood flow away from the scalp and redirects it. Once you have blood flow redirected, you get hair, you get nutritional deficiencies and oxygen deficiencies and the accumulation of toxicity in the scalp itself, in the skin itself, because you need the bloodstream and the blood circulation to deliver nutrients and to remove toxicity. And this can lead to hair loss. And this is something that we've known. It's been part of kind of our understandings colloquially, but it's never been shown scientifically. But according to the Mayo Clinic, that is indeed the case. Stress and hair loss go together. Alopecia areata. A variety of factors are thought to cause this condition, including severe stress. Alopecia areata is when the body's immune system attacks the hair follicles. Basically, it's a kind of autoimmune problem. But what you're really talking about is toxicity. Autoimmunity and toxicity go hand in hand. In fact, autoimmunity is a toxicity issue. Autoimmunity is the manifestation of toxicity that has destroyed or has deformed cells, and now these cells become dysfunctional. This is what all autoimmunity is about, and this is why almost all autoimmune symptoms will begin to subside when you stop eating. Now, I know you have to continue to eat. You can't stop eating forever. But if you have inflammation that's associated with multiple sclerosis or ALS or any kind of myasthenia gravis or any kind of inflammatory condition, you'll notice that when you stop eating, your inflammatory symptoms start to subside. Now, you don't really have dramatic inflammatory symptoms when you have alopecia areata, so you can't just stop eating and notice an improvement in hair loss. But what you can do is you can change the way you eat. You can link specific foods to digestive symptoms and then eliminate those specific foods. And, of course, you can strengthen the digestive system. And this link between the digestive system, digestive health, and foods and seemingly faraway parts of the body like the scalp has to be appreciated if we're going to really leverage our body's ability to heal itself, our body's ability to restore itself from disease to health. Also, along the same lines, common medication may lower the risk of broken heart during bereavement. Broken heart syndrome is when literally a part of the heart dies. When we suffer grief, when somebody dies, literally a part of our heart dies. Well, now they want to give you a beta blocker. The increased risk of a heart attack from a broken heart in early bereavement could be reduced by using a common medication in a novel way, according to a world first study led by the University of Sydney and funded by the Heart Research Australia. There's an increased risk in heart attacks and death among bereaved people, particularly those grieving a spouse or a child. The increased risk can last up to 6 months. It is highest in the first days following bereavement and remains at 4 times the risk between 7 days to 1 month after the loss. Does anybody really doubt this relationship between how we feel and how we think and how the body shows up? If you doubt it, you got your head in the sand, because it's obvious on so many levels and it's been shown in so many levels. This is a study published in the American Heart Journal. The answer isn't a beta blocker, though, even though that's what they're doing in the study. Research team from the University of Sydney Royal North Shore Hospital enrolled 85 spouses or parents in the study. These are spouses who lost husbands or wives and parents who lost children. In the study, within 2 weeks of losing their family member, 42 participants received low daily doses of beta blockers and aspirin for 6 weeks. And the main finding was that those patients who were on beta blockers and aspirin had reduced spikes in blood pressure and heart rate. And the conclusion was this was a good thing. This is a positive change in blood clotting tendency. No, it's not a good thing. It shut down the heart, so you didn't have high blood pressure problems. It shut down the heart. It decreased heart rate, so you had a less of a potential for blood clotting. But that's not a good thing. This drug that they gave was metoprolol, by the way. It's not a good idea to shut down your heart ever. What you can do is you can strengthen your heart. This is the difference between the medical model and logic. Medical model says you got a heart problem, let's shut down the heart. Let's reduce, they call it the load on the heart. Let's reduce the load on the heart. This is the logic, the rationale behind beta blockers and calcium channel blockers. And for that matter, ablations. These ablations when you cauterize the heart electrically. And beta blockers and calcium channel blockers are said to be chemical ablations. To ablate is to destroy, literally. Just look it up. It's Webster's definition. To ablate is to destroy. So an ablation is a fancy medical term that means destroy. Now, if they called it, we're going to have a little procedure called a heart ablation, they said, we're going to have a little procedure called a heart destruction, you probably wouldn't do it. If they gave you a drug and said, this is a chemical destroyer of the heart, you probably wouldn't take it, and you'd be smart not to take it. Beta blockers and calcium channel blockers are based on the logic, the idea, that all we can do when we have a health challenge is shut down the system, is turn the system off. That doesn't make sense to me. It shouldn't make sense to anybody. If you have a weakness in the heart, whether it's due to some kind of lifestyle problem or bereavement or nutritional issue, the answer is not to shut down the heart. The answer is to strengthen the heart. How do you strengthen the heart? Through good living, through mental techniques and emotional techniques and nutritional supplements and breathing and exercise. Yeah, a beta blocker may reduce the spikes in your heart rate or the spikes in your blood pressure. Yeah, it may reduce the possibility of clotting because the heart isn't pumping as hard. But is that a good thing? Not to mention the fact that now your body's got a poison, it's got to detoxify. There's never, ever a good time to stay on a drug for a long period of time. There's never a good time to stay on a drug indefinitely. The idea of drugs, prescription, at best, prescription medicine, is to stabilize the system while you're doing all the right things, not to stay on the prescription drugs. And I'm saying this as a registered pharmacist. It just never made sense to me. It shouldn't make sense to anybody. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Got lines open, 844-236-6010. We'll return on The Bright Side right after this.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. If you're interested in this whole mind-body connection to healing and to health, you might want to read anything, actually, by a guy named John Sarno, S-A-R-N-O. He's a physician, actually, Dr. John E. Sarno. I'm reading right now a book called Healing Back Pain, but he has a lot of different books on this whole mind-body connection. It's not... the relationship between the mind and how the body shows up is not airy-fairy. It's hardcore science, and people who understand healing and therapy and who understand biology and biochemistry understand that there is a connection, and this connection is underappreciated at our peril, particularly if we're dealing with a health challenge. The beautiful thing about mind-body is not only the fact that it works, but the fact that we can leverage it from the comfort of our own living rooms. Just simply by lying down on your couch, you can start to leverage the healing power of mind-body. Simply by lying in bed and relaxing and visualizing. Don't worry, we're going to be talking about this for a while, because to me this is the most important aspect of healing and health. It's what's really underappreciated when we focus on purely physical strategies. Not that there's not things that you could do from a purely physical nature. And nutritional supplementation is important. Diet is important. Exercise is important. Oxygenation is important. Movement is important. These physical kinds of strategies to keep us healthy, they're all important. But if we don't take advantage of the mental and spiritual and emotional natures, the invisible side, the invisible nature of reality, the things that precede as we what occurs as we see, or things that precede what we see, we're missing a golden opportunity to really, really heal and really change our lives at a fundamental level. All right, 844-236-6010. I hope you guys don't think I'm too out in the woods on this, because really, this is a program about health and wellness, and this is a program about healing. And if we're really honest about health and wellness and healing, we have to be really honest about the fundamental nature of what health and healing is about, and that is SME, spiritual, mental, emotional, which precedes physical. All right, 844-236-6010. I'll say good morning to our friend Lydia. What's going on, Lydia? Did you get my present?
Not yet, but I'm looking.
Okay. It's on the way. It's my complete cleansing concentrate, low pH shower gel. Not available for sale. What's going on?
No, how special I feel.
Anyway, you are special, Lydia.
Thank you. Okay, I just wanted to say that if anybody feels like you're out of the woods, they should call you. so that you could discuss it, because I really think you need to, this is what we all need. I caught a cold last week, which I was embarrassed, but because I'm meditating, I'm realizing that's silly to be embarrassed that I got a cold.
Good for you.
I
want to hear about your meditation. What's your meditation?
Well, no,
Claire, tell me what you just love, and then you tell me about your meditation.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Can you say that one more
time? Tell me what you said, I just love. I want to hear what you love, and then I want to hear about your meditation.
Oh, I don't remember. I'm sorry, I lost the thought now.
Okay, so then just tell us about your meditation.
No, I'm embarrassed. No, I'm sorry. I don't know what I was saying, but...
Tell us about your meditation.
I just want people to call you. Oh, I just love that you're talking about this stuff. That's what I just love. I'm cool.
All right.
I just lost it for a second. But okay, I'm back. Okay.
Tell me about your meditation. That's what I want to hear.
Okay, well, my meditation is,
yes.
I've been using a guided meditation, which relaxes every part of my body. And then I like the chakra one because I'm really into the energy thing, and that's what I do. But when I get into that level, you know, and this is a 30-minute one because I really feel like I need that long. You know, maybe I'll be able to do less, you know, as time goes on.
Is it guided?
Is
it a guided?
Yeah,
meditation?
It's guided. It's guided. It's got the nice music sound in the back, and you know, it's really, really. It's called. I mean, I could tell you the name of it. It's Yoga Nidra.
Yoga Nidra. Yes, I know about Yoga Nidra, and that's sleep yoga.
Yes.
They call that sleep yoga. Yogis and ancient mystics were always fascinated, as well they should be, by sleep. And they felt that sleep was a great place to tap into spirituality and actually created a whole yoga. And by the way, yoga is not anything. Yoga is not necessarily stretching your body. That's one type of yoga. Yoga comes from the word yolk, Y-O-L-K, yolk, and it means to connect. And there's various ways to connect. Yoga Nidra is to use the sleep process to connect. And it's actually pretty cool. And it's just kind of linked to lucid dreaming, which is also pretty cool. And I'm not familiar with guided meditation, though, but I'm sure it's very relaxing and it can help lower your blood pressure. Meditation itself is not the same as relaxation, but meditation is absolutely associated with relaxation. I'll bet you feel like $1 million when you're done with your guided meditation, correct?
Absolutely, 100%. That is
good
true, and I'm looking forward to being addicted to it.
good for you.
I really.
That's a beneficial addiction. That's a beneficial addiction. I'm
right.
Addicted to meditation.
I love it, and thank you because you're always a great motivation. That's why I'm so excited about you talking about this mind body stuff, because I know that I need it, and that's something I've lacked. I mean, look, I rarely ever get sick, and you know, that's because I've been doing the protocol of your, you know, I could say your protocol, but we all know it. Well, not everybody, but people should start listening so they know. No, anyway, well, what I wanted to say is I called for a reason, and I don't know how time runs out, so I want to get to the point. I have to fly tomorrow, you know, to L.A. I'm flying to L.A. tomorrow, and I am, you know, a little nervous about it, but I wanted to say that I heard that if you put coconut oil on your lips and on your nose and three places. Oh gosh, I just forgot. I'll remember in a second. But anyway, they're supposed to rub it on your, you know, your lips and your nose and
what does that do?
Thing. But anyway, the point is that do you think that there's any validity to that? I don't know.
What are you trying to accomplish, Lydia? Lydia, what are you trying to accomplish?
Not catch any germs when I'm on the plane.
Oh, I see what you're saying for the coronavirus thing.
Yeah.
No,
The
coronavirus is already fading. I was just reading this morning, the World Health Organization says it's stabilizing, meaning it's fading. You're not even going to hear about the, you're not even going to think about the coronavirus in a month or two. So I wouldn't worry about it. Strengthen your immune system, though. That's always the solution, is strengthen the body's defense system. Hey, I want to get a couple more calls in if I can, Lydia. I wouldn't worry about the coronavirus.
Okay, no, I'll let you go.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
All right, God
bye.
Bless you. Yeah, I wouldn't worry about the coronavirus, and I'm not sure how that works with coconut oil, although coconut oil does contain short chain and medium chain fatty acids, both of which have been associated with approved immunity, or I should say with killing bacteria, not approved immunity, but killing bacteria. One in particular is called lauric acid. It's a medium chain fat. I'm not going to get into the different lengths of the implications of the different lengths of fats, but they're short, medium, and long. And lauric acid is a medium chain fat. It's found in coconut oil, and it's got some antibacterial properties that are so significant that they actually make cosmetic preservatives out of lauric acid. And lauric acid has been used, or coconut oil lauric acid has been used to kill fungus, and has some antimicrobial properties. Lauric acid, by the way, is combined with sulfur to form sodium lauryl sulfate, which is a great detergent. And coconut oil does have, because of the lauric acid, does have some cleansing properties too. If you can't tell, I'm a big, big fan of coconut oil, and it is delicious. Makes a great mouth rinse too. It's called oil pulling. If you just put a teaspoon or a couple teaspoons of coconut oil in your mouth, swish it around, it's a great way to cleanse your breath and temporarily anyway, kill some bacteria in your mouth. Better than Listerine. All right, 844-236-6010, Bob in California. Good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. What's up?
Hey, I've got a question about it. I've been wearing progressive eyeglasses for years because of, you know, the eyes gotten to the point where I couldn't read, fine print and stuff. And I'm 72, so the older you get, the worse it seems to get.
That's right. It's a muscle condition. It's a muscle condition. You want to do eye exercises by, you can just hold your finger in front of your face, and you can move your finger towards your face and away from your face, kind of look away for a second into the distance, and then focus on your finger and kind of go back and forth, moving your fingers and moving your eyes from focusing on the finger to focusing far. Those are eye exercises, and they really, really work. And I highly recommend them, especially as you get older, because, you know, everything starts to break down, including the muscle. All our muscles start to break down, including the muscles that control the eye. And that's what accounts for the issues of short-sightedness and nearsightedness as we get older. So you might want to, you can Google allaboutvision.com, and they've got great eye exercises, and I'm a big fan. That's what I'd recommend. You can also use supplements, the Vision FX and the Optutive, but really nothing compares to those eye exercises.
Yeah, using a supplement that has zeaxanthin and lutein in it.
That's more for the eyeball. That's more for the lens and for how the eye processes light and protecting from light. What you're looking for with nearsighted and shortsightedness is working on the muscles that control the movement of the lens, and that would be you can do eye exercises for that. Hey,
I'll
I gotta go, my friend.
Check out the All About site.
Yes, allaboutvision.com.
Okay,
thanks for your call, buddy. Appreciate it. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Check out my website, truthtreatments.com, for all our Truth Skin Health products, and criticalhealthnews.com, pharmacistben.com, brightsideben.com for our longevity products, and also our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
This is Fred.